Thank you for coming to today's service. Happy Father's Day to all the fathers, the stepfathers, adoptive fathers, foster fathers, grandfathers. If you're a father, happy Father's Day. We're glad to have our visitors. We want everybody to take part in the song service. So let's sing number 241 in the Blue Book, as we called it, the Heavenly Highway Hymns. We're glad to have Sister Carolyn at the piano this morning. So everybody sing. Good. Our second number, let's turn back a few pages to number 122, Albert Brumley's song, I Cannot Find the Way Alone, 122.
Brother Sam. Good morning, everybody. Happy Father's Day to all the fathers that are in our presence today. We are thankful for each and every one of you being here today. It's good to see everybody. It's good to see a lot of our young people back. They've been up at Do Re Mi Academy learning to sing, and we're glad to see them back with us today, and we're just thankful that our students and our teachers, a lot of our people that teach from here teaches up there and helps take care of the kids, and so it's good to see everybody back. I know they're all bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, done got rested up and ready to go, right? I didn't get an amen out of the Do-Re-Mi section. I know for 2 weeks they put everything they can into that academy and singing and playing and heat and everything and dealing with rain. I know it's a big deal, and we are thankful that they're doing this, that they try to help our churches with learning to sing and sing the glory of God. And we're thankful for that today, and so we're just glad to see everybody back with us today. We're so thankful to have everybody with us today. Glad to have our visitors with us today. Thank you for being with us. If this is your first time with us, we want you to make yourself right at home with us. If you've been visiting different times with us, we hope that you'll make yourself right at home with us and just be a part of this service to worship the Lord today. In this service is what we hope you'll do. It's good to be in the house of God today, isn't it? It's good. Let's get on with our service this morning. We're going to do a little bit of a children's church with the kids. Kids, I think Brother Tom was over here your last week. Let's go right here today. Come on, kids. How many of you go to school? Good. Do they still do something that they did when I was in there? They would give you a problem. Maybe the teacher would write it on the board or it'd be in your book, and it'd show you how to do something. We'll say like doing adding, subtracting, you know where they'd have a problem there, and they'd show how to add a problem or subtract it. Do they still do that? Okay, I thought surely they did. What, not you? Well, they will. They will do that. That's called an example, or they used to, or a sample. An example or a sample is what it's called. And the idea is you look at and you see, well, they added, we'll say 2 plus 2, and they'll do it like that, and that makes 4, right? So you get the idea of how to add, right? That's the idea. Okay. I saw this up at Do Re Mi when I was visiting a couple of days ago. There was a lady in there, and she was looking at her niece, and she did this number. Have y'all seen that? Where they do this, that? What does that mean? Hey, they're answering. Y'all not. Y'all supposed to answer. They're watching you. And that was what the lady was doing. She was messing with her niece just a little bit and just talking, kind of getting her. See, the idea I want you to get in your mind today, even though you're young, somebody is watching you. You ever get that feeling somebody's watching you? No, a lot of times that's kind of like we say that's a bad thing. But when you bigger kids are doing things, even here in church or at school or somewhere else, there's somebody watching you. Remember that? You see what the idea is today is, some of you have already been saved, and these others are watching you. You know, like Ben, his sisters are watching him as far as how he does things. I'm satisfied that both girls wants to, in a lot of ways, be like their big brother. Maybe, I know Ben watches the big teenage kids, and he likes to be like the big boys. We all look up to somebody, right? We all want to mimic, do like they do, mimic them. We use them as our example, right? But somebody's watching you also. You see, in Timothy, he said to them, Paul told Timothy, he said, let no man despise your youth. He said, but be an example. You see, God wants you to be the very best example that you can be in your life for Him. Now, they're going to watch you in everything you do, just like you watch your parents. There's certain things that you probably say, well, I'm not going to do that like Mama does. Or you might say, well, Daddy does that, and I'll never do that. Hey, I'm going to warn you. Ask Heather back there. There's times she says, oh, I do that just like my mama. Am I not right? We do that, don't we? We follow the examples that's in front of us. But what I want you to realize today, even though you may be the very smallest one, there's somebody watching you, and they want to be just like you. So be the example like God wants you to be. Always doing what He would want you to do. That's what I want to talk to you about today. So that's our lesson today, and I'll let you go. Good job, guys. I had that thought a couple weeks ago. We forget a lot of times that people are watching us, don't we? And it's always proper if we will try to live as best as we possibly can for the Lord, then we can set the example for others. And I hope that you'll go look that verse up. Let no man despise your youth. Well, some of us is not youth anymore, but go look it up. The rest of it fits the rest of us. Let us be an example for the Lord. Good to see everybody today. We want to move right along with the service today. Does anybody have something on your heart this morning? Prayer request or anything? Yeah. Yeah, we do. Yeah, we need the Lord here during our revival meeting. And let's pray for that. Let's pray for these lost souls. We want to be the example for them, don't we? Let's keep that in mind. Somebody else got something on your heart? Yeah, Paula got a text message a while ago. Some of you may know Brother Paul Bryson. He is a preacher that done a lot of missionary work, and he passed away this morning. He'd been sick for a good while, but he went to Jamaica, Trinidad, went one time to other countries, a lot of the African works that we have there was started by him, and so do remember Brother Paul Bryson. He was a good friend of mine. Worked with him in revival one time. Boy, you talking about a good, fun revival. He had a way about him. But do remember his family in your prayers. Somebody else. Lord help, let's do remember this in our prayers. Somebody else. Let's do remember this co-worker. I'll say let's remember Israel and those people over there. Lord needs to help them. And I always pray that they'll come to the Lord is what I hope they'll do. They need the Lord more than anything. They denied Him 2,000 years ago, but that shouldn't stop them from turning to Jesus now. Somebody else. We want to go to the Lord in prayer. We'll call on one to start our prayer, but we want everybody to pray in your own ways today. We just ask that you would pray for me, that I'll do what I need to do. I want you to pray for yourself. We all need strength to follow the Lord, don't we? We need God's Spirit to do what we need to do. So let's call on the Lord today and ask Him for strength to do what we need to do for Him. We'll call on one to start our prayer, but we want everybody to pray in the old way. Brother Leslie, would you start our prayer, please?
You may be seated. We'll do a few more numbers here, and we will invite those associated with the Do-Re-Mi class, either students or faculty, if they're here, and we'll ask them to come and lead a number and show us some of the skills that they've learned this past week. In the meantime, though, let's turn to do a good old number that I love in the Sweet Forever, 278. 278. Alto, we need you heavily on this number. Let's hear it. Good. All right. Turn back to number 232. 'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus. 1, 2, and 4. We'll do 1, 2, and 4. And after that, don't worry me. Get ready.
"'Tis so sweet
All right. Will all the do-re-mi folks come to the stage, and we'll have them direct number 211. 211.
Appreciate the young ones doing that today. And church needs people to come in and learn how to sing. They need to learn how to direct. And somebody needs to learn how to sing the songs correctly, that they can lead the singing correctly. I think we, a lot of times, and I sometimes am guilty of this, a lot of times we get in their mind that, there'll always be somebody that can, we'll say, keep a song going the right way. I'll just say it this way. I have been to a few places that really had a hard time singing Amazing Grace. I guess best lack of better words, they couldn't get the tune right. They tried, and I was thankful for that, and I think God hears it from their hearts is what he does. But I think we'd all understand and know that if a song is sung right or somewhat right, you're much better off. My granddaughter was one of those that saw it up there but did not get saved, and they've been in revival all this week, and they haven't. She still ain't got saved as far as I know. Y'all continue to pray for her. Somebody else needs to say something. We always want to follow the Lord. And if the Lord is instructing us to do something, we need to do that. We went up at Fairview where our granddaughter attends. And the pastor up there, Brother Luke, my son-in-law, he kept telling the church, you follow the Lord. And the Lord worked up there. They've saw, I think, two get saved, and they're grown men. They had two to join the church and as of other night. And Other revivals that are going on, we need to be praying for them. There's a lot of revival meetings that are starting up tonight, and we are going to be going on this week. I should say it that way. We need to be praying for them, and they're lost. A trend that we've seen over the last several years, that a lot of churches will have revival meetings, and the sinners will not even make a move. Nobody seeks the Lord. And it makes it hard on a church. It makes it hard on the sinners. And we just need to be praying, especially for our meeting, that when it comes about, and I want ours to get saved before revival meeting. I do. But we need that they'll be willing to move and move for the Lord. Anybody got anything else on your heart this morning? Bless your heart, son. I'm thankful for Brother Caden. Lord's got a great work for him. If he'll follow the Lord, we'll see great blessings. Thank you, son. He actually told me last Saturday at the singing, but I told him, I said, that's your job. You got to tell it. We'll get you a time set up where you can preach that first sermon. Brother Caden, would you mind if everybody came around and shook hands with you? All right. I think it's proper if we all come around, and if nothing else, while we come around and shake hands with Brother Caden, if we tell him we're praying for him by that handshake. I told him that day I'd be praying for him, and I have been. I was praying that the Lord would keep it on him so hard today he'd have to tell it again. Thankful for it. Brother Sam, if we sing, everybody that will, let's come around, let's shake hands one with another, and shake hands with this young preacher as he comes around. 7 more to go. Yes, sir. Amen. Good to see you back, Brother Slick. That's good news. Good news. Thankful for this good news about this and being saved, too. Somebody else got a word of testimony or anything on your heart? Lord, bless you. Bless your heart. Appreciate this testimony. Let's remember both of these requests. You know, that says a lot. We don't have to know what the prayer request is because God does. So let's remember these things. Somebody else got a word of testimony. Bless you. Yes, sir. Bless you, Brother Sam. Appreciate this good testimony. Somebody else got something on your heart. Amen. Bless your heart, Brother Tim. Enjoyed that testimony also. Somebody else got a word on your heart. Everybody follow the Lord. That's what I said earlier. Something on your heart, you follow the Lord. Lord, help you. Lord, help you. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Good prayer. Appreciate this good testimony. You know, that's a good prayer request for a mother or father. If their children's not in church, Lord, make them feel guilty. That's a good prayer request. Somebody else got a testimony on your heart. Yes, ma'am. Bless your heart. Enjoyed that good testimony. We never know when we pray for somebody. We may not ever see the results of it. Can you imagine how many times I preached a sermon and I never saw a result? Just imagine that. But sometimes when we pray, we may not see the results, but every once in a while, the Lord will let us hear about it. And that's great. That's great. Somebody else got something. Amen. 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 Good advice. Good advice, Brother Josh. Appreciate that good testimony. Somebody else. Yes, sir. Amen. Bless you, Brother James. Enjoyed a good testimony. I'm always glad to see you and Miss Ann come in and visit with us. Glad to see you. Somebody else got a word on your heart? Somebody else? Don't let the devil cheat you. Now, there'll be a few people to tell me today, boy, I sure did enjoy that sermon of yours. I did too. I did too. I've enjoyed the good testimonies. Appreciate Brother Caden telling what the Lord put on him. It's a big start to do that, but that you don't get somewhere unless you start. And it's going to be a hard road to handle, but Lord will give him strength. Lord knows if I can do it, he can. Amen. Amen. Yeah. 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 It sure will. It sure will. It'll help you more than anything. One of the things I did when I was called to preach, I told it on a Monday morning. That night, they said, Brother Ricky, you going to preach Sunday? Huh? I'm not going to do you that way now. Unless you want to. Unless you want to. But I did stand my first time that next Sunday. That was support of the church. They wanted me to get on the firing line. And we'll talk later. But if you want to preach next Sunday, I'll put you to work. I will put you to work. Anybody else got anything on your heart? Amen. Thank you, Brother Tim. Good testimony there. As he said, not Miss Shirley, one of them said anyway, that's the only time they ever get to hear the truth. I'm thankful they do. Somebody else got a word on your heart. Bless you. Bless your heart. Bless your heart, Bethany. Enjoyed that testimony there. I'd like to hear her do that more often. Enjoyed that. Somebody else want to tell about being saved? One of the best things we can do is glorify God. And when you thank the Lord for saving your soul, that's what you're doing. You're glorifying God. Anybody else got something on your heart? Your heart, Land. This dude remembers his grandfather. Sister Elizabeth got a little good news. She went to see her family in Costa Rica last week. She asked her sister about being saved. If I may, she said, she told her when she got saved. And I'm thankful for that. But let's remember Landon's grandfather, not Sister Elizabeth's father, but let's remember those families. Somebody else. Somebody mentioned kind of crazy times in news. We didn't think about it this morning as far as what's going on in the world. Because we spent a little time with the Lord, didn't we? If we'll do that more often, you know what you'll see? you'll see more blessings. I saw the headlines. You know what? I missed the rest of it. Something else happened. I saw that headline. I missed the rest of it. If you'll spend more time with the Lord, those things won't bother you near as bad. Let's all get ready to meet the Lord, though, and serve Him. Anybody else got anything on your heart? It's been good to be in the house of the Lord today. Let's be prayerful for Caden. Like I said, we'll put him to work as soon as he gets ready. I got a time in mind, but if he wants to come earlier, that'll be just fine too. So, well, let's be praying for him. Let's pray God will strengthen him. As Brother Leslie said, well, let's get behind him. Let's hold him up. Let's pray for him. That's one of the best ways you can do, best things you can do for him is pray for him that he'll have strength to do what God would have him to. Let's pray. Let's help him study. Let's help him get ready to serve God. Thankful for all the good testimonies today. If you were feeling like you should have testified and you didn't do it, I'm sorry. You still got a little chance. Let's always do what God would have us to do. Gentlemen, happy Father's Day. We have a gift for you as you leave. And we just thank you for being the fathers that are setting the example today to your kids to be in the house of the Lord. You heard me make this statement several times. I heard a survey years ago, and the survey said if it depends on the mama what type of religion the kids go into, but it's up to the fathers whether or not the children go to church later on. Thank you for setting the example today, being in the house of the Lord. As we talk to the kids about being the example, fathers, you are that example that they are looking to. But as I said, we have a gift for you this afternoon as you leave. We thank everyone for being here today. Let's remember our services this week, Wednesday night. Bible study on Wednesday night. We go back to having supper at 5:30 for everybody who would like to come. We invite our visitors to come. If it's where you can at 5:30, we'll feed you, and then at 6:30 we'll have Bible study. We have great classes for all ages. Be glad to have each and every one to come and be with us. Crowd's been down lately, so we need to get it back up. So everybody come and be a part of that. Don't forget our services next Sunday, and let's be prayerful for those things. Vacation Bible School is 2 weeks away. Is it 4 weeks? Okay, it's not as close as I thought. 4 weeks, 4 weeks away. We need to be praying for it also, and pray that the Lord will bless it greatly. I think there's still a sign-up sheet out there. If you would like to help, please help with the Vacation Bible School. Yeah, please register. I try and get you more help than student one. That'd be all right too, wouldn't it? Anybody else got anything on your heart, word of testimony, anything or announcement that I should have made? Appreciate everybody being here today. Glad to have our visitors once again. Come back and be with us if you would. With that being said, we'll be dismissed with this prayer. Brother Caden, I feel like it's appropriate if you dismiss us, please.